can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Thousands more homes are threatened by a wildfire in Southern California. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. This one's called the Holy Fire, burning in Orange and Riverside counties.
You know, you hope it's kind of fading out, and it kind of went up and down, faded out, faded, came back, and now it just hit hard and flashed right through.
20,000 people are under evacuation orders. A local man is charged with starting the fire and could face life in prison if convicted. The North Korean government is expressing some frustration about relations with the United States since Kim Jong-un's summit with President Trump. Fox's Simon Owens on that story.
Chris, North Korea's foreign ministry saying the country has made a series of goodwill gestures, but the United States continues to follow an outdated script, complaining that American sanctions haven't been relaxed. The Trump administration says the penalties will remain in place until North Korea abandons its nuclear weapons program. But the North is pointing to measures including its halting of missile tests and saying expecting results while insulting a dialogue partner is a foolish act, like waiting to see a boiled egg hatch. Chris?
A boiled egg hatch. Simon, thanks. A child killer's been executed in Tennessee.
More than 30 years after he'd raped and strangled a 7-year-old girl, Billy Ray Eirich apologized last night, strapped to a gurney on the Tennessee death row, and asked if he had any final words.
He appeared to sigh and say no, and then said, I just want to say I'm really sorry, and that's it.
AP reporter Jonathan Matisse, who witnessed the execution, the Supreme Court yesterday refused a challenge to Tennessee's lethal injection mix. Attorneys had claimed the sedative midazolam might not mask any pain from the process. But about a minute after the execution began, Eirich was unconscious and snoring. Jack Callahan, Fox News.
At least four people are reported killed in a shooting in Fredericton, Canada. No other details available yet. Fox News, fair and balanced.
It's the Ford Summer Sales Event. And now, while selection is best, it's the best time to buy. With amazing offers across a full lineup of Ford vehicles, now is the time to make summer go right with Ford, America's best-selling brand. Stop by a local Ford store or shop online at buyfordnow.com, because there is no better time than right now to get behind the wheel of a new Ford during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Summer Sales Event is here. Right now, get 0% APR financing for 60 months plus 1,000 bonus cash on the 2018 EcoSport. Best-selling claim based on 2017 calendar year sales. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 60 months at $1,667 per month for 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 8/31/18. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for qualifications and details.
The father of a man accused of giving children weapons training in a New Mexico compound says his son isn't radical, just high-strung.
Sidaj Ibn Wahaj is the man who, along with two of his sisters and two other adults, is charged with child abuse after 11 children were found living in filth in the compound outside Amalia, New Mexico. Investigators were looking for Wahaj's son, who has been missing from his home in Georgia. Imam Sidaj Wahaj is the boy's grandfather and says he got word they needed food at the compound, so he sent it and called authorities.
I said, find out where we should send the food. We're going to send the food. And then the information, she did, and we gave it to the police.
The imam says the remains of a child that were found on the property are of his missing grandson, but authorities haven't confirmed that. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
NFL preseason football games have started with some players again protesting during the national anthem.
The national anthem debate officially entering year three for the NFL last night as protests continued during the Star Spangled Banner before preseason games. Over in Philadelphia, members of the reigning Super Bowl champs raising their fists in the air during the anthem. Eagles safety Malcolm Jenkins, who protested in the same same fashion last season, and defensive back Devontae Bosby. Miami Dolphins defensive lineman Robert Quinn also opting to raise a fist in the name of social injustice during the anthem, not the only member of his team to take part in protesting, as Dolphins receivers Kenny Stills and Albert Wilson continued their kneeling. This as the NFL and the Players Association continue their discussions over a compromise on the national anthem policy.
That's Fox's Matt Napolitano. Dow futures are down 124 points ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street. I'll be there for you. And Friends is still there for streaming TV watchers in the United Kingdom. It's the number one show on streaming services there, 15 years after going off the air, according to the UK broadcast regulator Ofcom. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News Radio.
I just started watching Friends. I've never seen the show.
What?
Never saw Friends.
We had Friends parties
never
in the 90s when I was down in Louisiana.
Friends. Ever.
Okay.
Christian got into the Netflix.
Okay.
And a pretty funny show.
Uh-huh.
Glad I'm two decades late. Our news with Jamie brought to you by Classic Plumbing, honest, affordable, and professional. With a 2-year warranty on all their work, call 586-PIPE. Or see their page on Facebook online. It's ClassicPlumbingInc.com.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A popular University of Illinois campus bar has new owners. WCIA says Eric Meyer ran CAMS for 27 years. His last day in charge was Wednesday. He does think the new owners will leave traditions the way they are. The University of Illinois has new recommendations out for student safety. The News Gazette says the report calls for more training for those in the Greek community and for the campus to shift norms around alcohol by addressing issues of consent. A new report says more Illinois homeowners are getting underwater on their mortgages. The Illinois News Network says for the second quarter of this year, 18% of Illinois homes were mortgaged for more than 25% of the potential sale price of the home. The national average for the second quarter was 10%. Adam Data Solutions is out with a report showing 12 of the top 20 markets for percentage of seriously underwater homes were in Illinois. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
According to Classic Plumbing, these facts are essential for good work. Classic plumbers are experienced, qualified, and consistent. Right up front, you'll know all the work is warranted for 2 years. Their $55 diagnostic fee covers your estimate and applies to your job. Classic Plumbing promotes a culture of doing good work and hiring outstanding local people. Tim Culver's Classic Plumbing in Urbana and Mahomet get you technology with a tradition of value. Call 586-PIPE. Look them up on Facebook or online, ClassicPlumbingInc.com.
Here's your weather brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist. From simple to simply magnificent, two locations, Village at the Crossing, Champaign, Cunningham and Urbana, 367 Rose, or BlossomBasket.com. Good morning, Diane Ducey.
Morning, Stevie J. It's Friday, and we've got a high 84 expected, 64 our low tonight, chance of showers at 40% between 2 and 8. Sunshine tomorrow with a high 83, low 63, with clear conditions, and sunshine expected on Sunday with a high of 84. Right now, 68, ESPN 93.5.
Yeah, it was patio play last night at Houlihan. Saw Dykorson unloading his van.
Mike Miller, too.
Glamour of doing your own gig.
I know.
Wear the black t-shirted roadies, man.
Exactly.
You know, most people don't get roadies. You got to lift it yourself.
I am so grateful in my DJ service that my husband, Mike Anderson, is willing to do that
job.
Does
he have a black t-shirt?
He does, yeah. Actually.
That's cool. Anyway, enjoyed being at Houlihan's for their 10th anniversary celebration with some special guests. Enjoyed seeing Peter and Kim Fox and all the dignitaries that were there. Enjoyed talking to Chancellor Robert Jones. And what was Robert Easter? Bob Easter has been more things than anybody in the history of the University of Illinois.
Yeah.
Wasn't he a dean and a provost and president and interim president? And he started like in the hog barn.
That sounds right.
As a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Has there been anybody else in the history of U of I to have done Bob Easter?
He's worn a lot of Illini hats.
It just I don't think anybody's done that much.
His lovely wife was there too.
Yeah. Good golfer.
Mm-hmm.
She had a 79 once in her life.
And she was sitting next to Mayor Deb Brink Finan, who made the proclamation. Yeah. I enjoyed that she had a lot of the list of employees that had been there all 10 years.
Yeah.
And I congratulated them when I was working the room on the patio.
Yeah, it's great. I've now changed my line to best property downstate to best property in the United States.
Yeah, how about that?
Yeah.
Hear, hear.
Yeah. Bring it back. Come on. What do you say to that, huh?
And the actual 10-year anniversary.
Saturday, tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay. It's Friday. I picked up the paper today, and I did not know what day it was. Does this happen?
It does.
I wasn't sure. I had to think, where are we in the week? And then I had to think, where are we in the month? Anyway, Scott Cochran, one of the owners of the purchase of CAMS, that was expected. I think that was kind of the buzz yesterday. News Gazette has it reporting that today. He and some partners that he's had for a long time. He has a lot of interest in Chicago, Scott does. Firehouse is closing. You know they're putting up another luxury apartment unit at 6th and Green? Has anybody else looked around and said, how many luxury apartments can we have? A little more on that coming up. It's pretty stunning to me. Paul Manafort trial. Have you followed this judge, T.S. Ellis? One of the most highly talked about cases of the year taking place inside Judge T.S. Ellis's courtroom. And he is making sure special counsel Robert Mueller's team knows it. Mueller's team has leveled multiple charges of tax and bank fraud against Paul Manafort, President Trump's former campaign manager, particularly pertaining to his political work in the Ukraine. So how's that trial going? Welcome to our show. You're in Hollywood, Peter, is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
Peter Van Voorhis, did I say that correctly?
You did, yes.
He's a political strategist, and good for him getting up at 5:11 in the morning to do phone interviews. Well done, high-fiving it. Okay, so what's your read? I love this Judge Ellis. I mean, he's a guy out of a movie script.
Oh, this guy is hilarious. And I think what's great is, you know, he's able to react to this unbiased by anything that's going on in the media. He's just looking at the evidence, and it's pretty clear that, you know, I don't think that what he's doing is unethical. He's clearly not taking any side in the way he, you know, runs the courtroom or anything. He's just making a few jokes at people, and I think people are just taking a few little slights that he made against them, probably justified, by the way. And then taking that and just making a big deal about it and trying to say that the judge is extremely biased when all he's doing is looking at their behavior and ruling accordingly.
Okay, so what happens in that courtroom, do you think, Peter?
Well, so far it's been various things like prosecution demanded that Manafort come up and testify about extramarital affairs and just different things that really didn't have anything to do with the court case, sort of in an attempt to kind of, you know, go after him and make him look bad, basically slander his character. And the judge said, no, you know, that's not allowed in the court. Anything from that to just not addressing the judge properly, different things like that. He's just felt that the prosecution has been kind of sloppy.
Yeah.
To say the least, now they've gone about it.
And what does this have to do with Russian collusion again?
Nothing, yeah. Actually. Nothing.
Just wondered.
It has nothing to do with it.
You know, in a society that gambles on everything, is there not an over-under date for when this ends?
You know, who knows? I don't think anyone knows. Because certainly when the Manafort trial is over, and when Mueller kind of closes the rest of the stuff up as far as, you know, the actual Russian meddling, I think then we'll get a more definitive date. But until then, it's just become an open-ended case. But I think you know, the Mueller team and everyone else wants that.
Well, you know what? It's like the movie National Treasure when that detective tells the actor, somebody's got to go to jail, Ben. Isn't that kind of like this? Somebody's got to go to jail after you get a special prosecutor.
There's got to be a fall man, and all I can say is I'm glad that my last name is Manafort or Papadopoulos right now.
Somebody is going to pay for something because they have to return something. I mean, if you look at any of us deep enough, hard enough, we've all broken the law. Doing something, you can always find something on anybody.
Of course, this is just a modern day version of, you know, chasing people down the street with pitchforks. You have to have someone to do it to. Just one.
Yeah. Midterms. I've been very clear. I don't buy into the blue wave. It doesn't feel it to me. I think it's a narrative. What do you think?
I don't think that there's going to be a blue wave at all. I'm not necessarily saying there's going to be a red wave, but I don't think that the Democrats will pick up many seats, if any, certainly not enough to change, you know, the makeup of the House or the Senate. Frank, and that's because of the Supreme Court.
Frank Luntz, the pollster, thinks it's going to the Democrats in the House. I was surprised by that. I still don't believe it, but that's what he says.
Yeah, you know, it's a few months out. I mean, I really respect Frank Luntz. I think he does great work, but you could find people, certainly feeling the opposite. So I would just take a conglomeration of all the polls, and I think it's certainly leaning more towards the Republicans' direction.
Well, but then again, after Hillary, I don't believe any polls, Peter. I just don't.
That's true.
That's true. I just think that it's all...
Polls need to be adjusted a little bit.
Well, you can get whatever you want out of the poll based on who's doing it. It's just a sampling. You can figure that out and taint it. I just don't buy into them. So I'm just not believing anything. I just have to wait and see. Peter Van Voorhis, how do people find you?
I am on Twitter at RepublicanPeter or RepublicanPeter.com.
Thanks for being on. Thanks for waking up.
Pleasure being with you.
Peter Van Voorhis, Republican political strategist from Hollywood this morning. I don't think he's from Hollywood, but he's in Hollywood today. Mm-hmm. Here we go, quarter after 7, ESPN 93.5, Friday morning, August 10. Let's check sports headlines.
Cubs, Cards, and White Sox all off yesterday, so we've got a fresh start on the new series. The Cubs against Washington. Kansas City is on Chicago's south side for the White Sox game. And we've got our Cardinals taking on the Kansas City Royals. Here's your Redbird Recap.
This Redbird Recap is brought to you by Travel Wisconsin. Plan your fun today at TravelWisconsin.com.
Good morning, everyone. The Cardinals are back in action tonight following a day off in Kansas City as they open a three-game series against the Royals, the end of the final three-city road trip of the year for the Redbirds. And boy, has it been a good one. Going back to the series against the Cubs at home, the Cardinals have won 9 of their last 13, 2 of 3 against Chicago, 3 of 4 against Colorado, and then winning 2 of 3 on the road against both Pittsburgh and Miami. We'll try to keep it rolling tonight with Austin Gomber on the mound at 7:15. Ameren Total Access is at 6:20. Big reason for the Cardinals' success lately, their bullpen since that series against the Cubs and the stretch of 9 wins in 13 games. The bullpen has thrown 47 innings, posting a 1.34 ERA. Again, tonight, 7:15, first pitch, 6:20 for Ameren Total Access, Cardinals and Royals on the Cardinals Radio Network.
Hi, folks. This is Wisconsin Tourism Secretary Stephanie Klett, and what you're hearing in the background are the sounds of Gemütlichkeit. It's a feeling of friendship, warmth, and good cheer. It's also the feeling you get when you visit Wisconsin, and you'll feel it all around our state, from festivals to sporting events. It's tricky to say, but easy to feel. That's Gemütlichkeit, and that is Wisconsin. Go to TravelWisconsin.com and let the fun begin.
So the Cubs game is a 1:20 start on U.S. 105.9 against the Washington Nationals, and Cleveland and the Chicago White Sox will start at 7:10. We also had some preseason action last night.
Yeah.
Mitch Trubisky, the first team Bears offense, are ineffective, is this the Chicago Tribune?
You just had two series, right?
I know. 30-27, an exhibition loss to the Bengals last night. Green Bay beat the Tennessee Titans. That was 31-17. Colts ended up beating Seattle 19-17 as Andrew Luck returns. And a lot of people looking at that leaderboard in St. Louis for the 100th edition of the PGA Championship. Gary Woodland on top at 6-under at this point. Folks are chattering about the super group with Tiger Woods and Thomas McElroy. It's 248 they're due.
Rory McIlroy and Justin Thomas?
Yes.
Yeah, but it's a super group. And they all shot about the same. I mean, Tiger had a double and a bogey after three. He was 3 over and then just rallied back. PGA is always kind of hard. The courses are set up pretty tough. So he finishes even along with Rory, and then Justin Thomas, who won last week, is 1 under. Gary Woodland, who we met, we were at AJGA golf tournament with Christian in Lawrence, Kansas, the one we last saw Bill Self. Gary Woodland was from Kansas, and he leads the PGA with a 64, 6-under, and he was doing drives, showing kids how far he could hit it. We were sitting right behind him. It was like a rocket launch. Oh, he hits it far.
Boy,
he said,
cool when
Gary,
that happens.
Gary, who's the hardest hitter, farthest hitter in the PGA? I am. Oh, okay, because I think you're right. He just is like Dustin Johnson type, that kind of length. Here you go, ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service and brought to you by Watts Copy System. They've been around. Your local copier, printer specialist in Champaign-Urbana for the past 34 years, wattscopy.com.
Up to 84, down to 64. Chance of showers at 40% after 2 this afternoon, but wrapping up by later tonight. Sunshine and a high 83 expected tomorrow, down to 63 with mostly clear conditions. And on Sunday, we've got a high 84, low 64. 84 on Monday as we're back to work. 68 now, ESPN 93.5.
Well, we'll check our Fox Business Minute brought to you by Starla Carr over at Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Starla at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com. Hey, text in if you have anything on your mind, anything you hear, want to respond to, 359-2255. It is 7:20.
From the Fox Business Network, pilots are striking discount airline Ryanair today in the peak of the vacation season in Europe. Reuters says the strike is impacting an estimated 55,000 travelers, though Ryanair has recognized the union representing the pilots. The two sides have not reached a contract agreement. More trouble for Tesla. Its stock skidded again after reports that CEO Elon Musk is being investigated by the Securities and Exchange Commission for his tweet saying he plans to take the company private. And now tech website The Verge says Tesla's chief vehicle engineer, Doug Field, is leaving the company for Apple. It's believed Starbucks will launch its popular fall drink, Pumpkin Spice Latte, before Labor Day. Business Insider says the drink will debut on August 28th. The Dow was down 74 yesterday. NASDAQ added 3. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. But not with ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology actively invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you. The needle in the haystack.
Try ZipRecruiter now for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
This is Eric Bullen with Provident Financial Group. At Provident, our job is to help clients plan for and get through some of life's toughest challenges. Our mission is to provide each of our clients with individualized strategies, premier service, and independent thinking to help them achieve their financial goals. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign, or call 217-366-3456, or find us online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
If you're looking for a great car dealership, look no further than Honda BMW of Champaign. Ben Quattrone and his team just received the Honda President's Award in 2017, meaning they're one of the best Honda dealerships in America. They offer great deals. They have a tremendous service department with problems fixed right the first time and customer service that'll keep you coming back. So before you buy, make sure you give the award-winning Honda BMW of Champaign a chance to earn your business. Just off Neil at Brewash and Savoy, online, drivechampaign.com. All right, so locally, you got Cam sold. We know that story. The news story is Scott Cochran's leading the new group, and that was a speculation. He's closing Firehouse in a month.
I can't believe that. That is such a fun bar.
Well, you know, make way for Progress. And what's the future of the Cam's corridor?
Right.
Is that going to be knocked down eventually, too? I mean, they're knocking
stuff down.
I mean,
how many more apartments do we need?
That is a question for the big money people. They must, certainly at that level, when you plop down, you know, $5 or $10 million on a building, don't you do studies to say that the campus can support it? Because anecdotally, you're saying, whoa, how many apartment units do we have on the Urbana-Champaign campus? And how many people want to pay $900 a month for four people?
Right.
That's $3,600 total.
Right. And this is one apartment we're talking about.
We're talking one unit. And there are a lot like that.
Somebody's making more money than me. Hello?
4th and Green, they're putting up a nice one. Opus out of Chicago is that one, and that's the company Nathaniel's going to start working for in October.
Wow.
And that's a big one, too. But on campus, right across from game day, you're going to have 17 floors.
Whoa.
Remember when there used to be sunshine on Green Street?
Right.
I mean,
welcome to the shade.
Wait, welcome to the city.
This is the hub in campus town.
Now you can't be much closer to the, I mean, you're right there by Alma Mater. And
And I guess typically they have a parking scheme for everybody, right?
I mean, yeah, you can buy a space. Your rent doesn't come with a space. If you want a good parking spot, you pay your big dollar and then $100 a month. $60 to $100 a month. That's on top of your apartment. We've gone through all kinds of stuff with the high risers and the not high risers and the dorms and, you know, staying at Newman. I think
right.
I think you ought to just all run to Newman and beg them to take you. That's what you do.
Well, and that's more of a faith-based place to
and
live.
And it's wonderful.
Uh-huh.
But you don't have, it's not all devout Catholics. There's all kinds of folks that live there.
Sure.
And it's like a cruise ship because you can go to Mass or church, Mass, I guess, for Catholics, and you don't have to leave the building.
I know.
And you go underneath, you go up, you eat. It's the food is gourmet.
Yes, it
I
is.
I mean, listen, it's if you want the freshman 15, that's a solid high five there. Anyway, it's awesome, though. So I'm a big advocate of for the reason of moving in and out. We moved Grace and Christian out of the very nice brand-new apartment, so we went through a year of that. Of the high expensive, beautiful apartment. They loved it.
Well, and Gabby had a summer sublet for a couple of months before she went into her Army training. She's 20. She wanted to be right there in the heart of things. It's Las Vegas style. It's crisp. It's clean. There's TV monitors
it's beautiful.
For your internet. Yeah. And, you know, you're just plugging in your Netflix. You don't even have to get cable these days.
Listen, it is so different than the day, and this is going to sound like walking to school in the snow backwards against the wind both ways. But I lived on a home at Eastern. I don't know if that was even, that probably, we probably shouldn't have been allowed.
Shanty town.
It
huh?
was a little bit, but that was college, and I just did that for a bit. But so these are just like, you're jumping into what mom and dad have now. That's kind of how nice they are.
Uh-huh. And I mean, to me, Las Vegas style on some of this stuff.
It's beautiful. They're very, just beautiful. So the question...
All the bells and whistles.
The reason I bring it up is, at what point are we overbuilt on apartment units in Champaign-Urbana?
Right.
And what about the poor guy that's got a, you know, air conditioning unit in the window? And you... What? What's that, man?
I know.
The air conditioning unit in the window is what? Ew.
Right.
359-2255. Anybody else notice
right.
that we have a massive amount? And I know we hear the stories of the Asian students and their, you know, Ferraris.
Mm-hmm. And I think at least a dozen or a couple of high-end vehicles driving around.
Nathaniel lived at a place, and again, a year living at a really fancy place. And you go to the basement where he parked whatever he was driving at the time. Toyota RAV or something, which is nice. There was a Audi, Mercedes, BMW, Lamborghini, Ferrari.
Wow.
Who lives here? And in the elevator, you're looking at him going, what's your dad do? How much cash do you have? 359-2255. You have any thoughts? It's 727 ESPN 93.5.
Hi, guys. It's your pal Corny from the Urbana Sweet Corn Festival here. I'm so excited to present the 44th annual celebration of me on August 24th and 25th. This year's festival is a celebration of all things Urbana. You'll find the best local vendors, craft beer, live music, family-friendly activities, chainsaw carving, fire performances, and, of course, the main attraction, hot and buttery, locally grown sweet corn. This festival is proudly brought to you by the Urbana Business Association, City of Urbana, MTD, Cranard Center for Performing Arts, Illinois American Water, and SJ Broadcasting. For more information, visit UrbanaSweetCornFestival.com.
Been planning a milestone anniversary trip to Hawaii? Or maybe you're taking the entire family on your first European adventure. Wherever you're planning on going, the U of I Community Credit Union wants you to fly on us. No, we aren't starting an airline. But with the Illini Visa Rewards Card, you can score thousands of points to fly anywhere in the world. Fly on us at the U of I Community Credit Union. Right now, new Illini Visa cardholders will receive 50,000 bonus points when you spend $5,000 or more in purchases within the first 90 days. See the mountains in Colorado, explore the outback in Australia, or check out the Northern Lights in Alaska or Iceland. Redeem points to fly anytime, anywhere, with no blackout dates, including flights on Southwest and JetBlue. Hurry, this is a limited-time offer, so apply online today at IlliniCard.org. That's IlliniCard.org.
U of I Community Credit Union for campus and community.
Hi, time, Habib Habiban, this is your motivational minute. Feeling gratitude and not expressing it is like wrapping a present and not giving it. Let me draw a word picture. Imagine getting presents on Christmas and not opening them. We just leave them in the corner to pile dust. Or imagine giving someone presents and they don't open them. Gratitude increases happiness, and scientists discovered that the components affecting our happiness are 50% our natural set point, 10% our life circumstances, and 40% our intentional activity. Of these three, the one we have the most power to change is the last one, our intentional behavior. The how of happiness is all about the 40% that we can control. Let's practice gratefulness and make it a habit and set an example, and let's teach it to our children. Our children will more easily learn to feel and express gratitude if they grow up seeing gratitude expressed often in our home. Feeling gratitude and not expressing it is like wrapping a present and not giving it. I'm Habib Habib, and this was your Motivational Minute.
Join us at Don Moyer Boys and Girls Club's 50th Anniversary Celebration Open House and Cookout Friday, August 10th, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. The public is invited for tours of the club and to celebrate the Boys and Girls Club past, present, and future. Help us celebrate 50 years of service to youth in our community. Don Moyer Boys and Girls Club, impacting the lives of youth yesterday, today, and tomorrow. To find out more, go to dmbgc.org or call us at 355-KIDS.
News Radio. I'm Lillian Wu. Breaking news on a shooting in Canada. Reports of at least four people dead in New Brunswick. People in the area being asked to stay home with their doors locked. Here at home, Chicago working to head off a repeat of last weekend, one of the most violent this year, with 66 people shot, 12 of them killed.
Governor Rauner says he has no plans to send in the National Guard yet, but Chicago's police force has added over 400 officers to patrol the hardest hit areas this weekend.
Fox's Griff Jenkins. An about-face for a deported woman and her daughter put on a plane to El Salvador while appealing their removal. They're now back in the U.S.
U.S. District Judge Emmett Sullivan threatened to hold Attorney General Jeff Sessions in contempt if the mother and daughter were not returned to the United States right away.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. The mom is part of an ACLU lawsuit. Fox News. We report. You decide.
Local news brought to you by Gina Johnson and her new book, Let's Make It a Habit. Let her teach your staff how to cut down on stress, improve synergy and communication, and develop positive habits. Visit letsmakeitahabit.com.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. The University of Illinois has new recommendations out for student safety. The News Gazette says the report calls for more training for those in the Greek community and for the campus to shift norms around alcohol by addressing issues of consent. The report says nearly one in five women said they had been raped. The University of Illinois Police is looking for student help. WCIA says they are looking for seven or eight student workers. The students help other students walk home using SafeWalk. You might be planning trips for Labor Day or later this year. Be aware of travel scams. A new report says travel scams are on the rise. MarketWatch says, according to e-commerce fraud prevention firm Forter, travel and online agency fraud rates went up 37% between the first quarters of 2017 and 18. Travel scams can include anything from pickpockets on the street to websites pretending to be travel companies to get your personal information. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Hi, I'm Gina Johnson, a mental health professional and life coach. I've compiled my 20 years of experience into my new book, Let's Make It a Habit, which teaches you to train your brain to navigate negativity. In both my book and in-person workshops, I can teach your staff how to cut down on stress, improve team synergy and communication, and develop positive habits that will create measurable results for your business. Let's chat about how my book and workshops can make a difference in your life and in your business. Visit my website at letsmakeitahabit.com.
All right, weather brought to you by Timberworks. They'll cut trees down for you, trim branches, take out that nasty stump, whatever. Timberworks217.com. Somebody called yesterday. What was that number again?
Yeah.
260-8522. They serve all over the region, Central Illinois. Timberworks, taking your tree service to new heights. 260-8522. 217-260-8522 for a free quote.
High 84, low 64. 40% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms mid-afternoon. Sunshine expected tomorrow with a high 83, low 63. 63. Sunny on Sunday with a high 84, low 64. We're currently at 70 on ESPN 93.5.
What's, was it Demi Lovato?
Yeah.
Demi Lovato. Demi Lovato, who had that, what, OD?
Yeah.
Narcon. What is Narcon? Why did Demi Lovato's friends have it on them? Friends of pop star Demi Lovato were concerned about an impending overdose, according to reports, and prepared themselves with something called Narcan. It begs the question, what is Narcan, and how did it save the beloved songstress from an ill fate? Lovato was discovered unconscious at her Hollywood Hills home by paramedics earlier this week from a suspected opiate overdose. Emergency services reportedly told media outlets they revived her from Narcan, used to treat narcotic overdoses. One of her friends had Narcan on hand in case something like this happened, a source told Us Weekly. Her friends knew this was coming because she's been using so much again. Let us talk about whatever Narcan is. It's our friend, addiction specialist, with an incredibly compelling story, Michael Molthan. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
It's spelled M-O-L-T-H-A-N. Is it pronounced Molten?
It's Molten, just like you said it, yeah.
Molten.
Very good.
All right, Molten. Michael Molten. Narcan, what is it?
Well, it's the first responder for first responders. So what it is a spray, a nasal spray that is administered, obviously, through the nostril, and it is a blocker. To make this real simple, it's an opioid blocker. It is it's non-prescription. A lot of states can be bought just right in your local convenience store. And what it is that when you administer it, when someone appears to have overdosed on opioids. So the way it works is that when first responders respond, if Narcan is not on site, they automatically admit it. They use it. They don't have to sit there and try to figure out what you use, what you overdosed on, because if it's anything but opioids, it just doesn't work. So it doesn't hurt the body or anything like that. So it's just administered to capture that overdose.
And this saved Demi Lovato's life?
It did. And that's what it does. It's saving lives there everywhere. The thing is that, a lot of times for celebrities, when Narcan is used on an overdose deal, immediately it hit the press thing, it's a heroin overdose. Well, we don't know that yet. We don't know what drug it is. In my world, it doesn't matter. An overdose is an overdose. But, so they use it no matter what. In an alcohol overdose, a methamphetamine overdose, any overdose, just until they can figure out what you're actually using.
Well, it's certainly, I guess, if you have friends doing stuff like this, is it expensive? Why not grab a can of it or something?
It's not expensive at all. In fact, you can get it for under $10.
Well,
so it is. It's a defibrillator. If you have a loved one or a family member that's been known to use opiates and you're worried about overdosing, it's good to have, but it is not a solution to drug addiction.
Yeah, right.
This doesn't save our life and get rid of the guilt, shame, remorse, and the spiritual bankruptcy that we suffer in addiction.
Which you had, Michael. You had all of those things you just mentioned. What happened to you?
Yes. Well, I hit rock bottom because, the consequences became my now. Everything caught up with me. So, for 35 years of heavy alcohol and drug use, the game was up. That's very cliche, but that's what it was. So I had to start facing my consequences, and I was left literally all alone. One of my memory points of my bottom was when I got my 27th mugshot, and, I was filling out my information card at when I was incarcerated. I literally, for the first time in my life, I could not write down an emergency contact person or phone number. It was me. And the closest person to my life at that time and to this day is God. So I depend on him 100%.
And that was the difference, wasn't it?
That was the difference. You know, God for me, you know, he'll let me have control for everything to become out of control for me to realize I never had control in the first place.
Can you describe in words what the pull and the draw is when you're fully addicted?
Yeah, it's delusional. It is such a dark, numb feeling where you're paranoid. It's true paranoia. I mean, you think everybody's out to get you. You think everybody's against you. You just want to isolate, and you simply, when it gets to so bad, you literally want to die, and you start really believing that the whole world is sick and you're not. You know, I truly believe that I had everything figured out and that the whole world just, that they just didn't understand me. And there's a lot of truth to that. The whole world, they didn't understand me.
Right.
And there was nothing that they could do to help. And this disease is very cunning. It's baffling. It's powerful. And here's the scary thing. It speaks to me in my own voice. And that's where it gets scary.
So now you're helping people. And could this have happened without God?
No way. In my life, nothing can happen without God. And so, you know, my ministry is to reach others, to share my story. Share my story and let people see what God is doing in my life. And that's how I tell people about God. Mm-hmm. It's just by, you know, my faith is measured by feet, not lips. So it's by actions. And the actions come out of my mouth today. And, you know, I simply say that, you know, there is a solution out there. There is not a cure, but there is a solution. And that solution is a spiritual awakening and believing that God could and would if he were sought.
Well, what a life, Michael. Incredible. Good for you. And thank God it has happened. How do people find and connect with you?
My website is therock.com. And as a matter of fact, last night we just posted my speaking engagement I did at a mega church, sharing my story the entirety. So
wonderful.
Check it out.
Wonderful. Okay. M2TheRock. Is that what you said?
M2TheRock.com.
Michael, thank you again, always.
I love talking to you. God bless you.
God bless you, too. Wow. That's pretty compelling stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You want to die. You're totally in the valley. You are so messed up. You take 27 pictures for the police. You don't have an emergency contact list. And now he's doing good. I mean, is this not Lifeline?
True.
This is sounded exactly what Lifeline connects to.
Yep.
And by the way, breaking ground at 9 a.m. this next Thursday off of High Cross Road. And you can attend. They're going from 6 beds to 24 beds, eventually, kind of a gradual increase.
Mm-hmm.
But Troy Lands at Lands Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing has been a big part of all that. And that's a faith-based people, men that have come from the valley and have been able to do that.
Fascinating on that Narcan, where we are on, you know, reversing the effects of things. It counteracts opioids in the system is what Tim had texted in. We've gotten a few texts at 359-2255 just to follow up on our conversation about all the apartments coming into the U of I campus.
Yeah.
Gary was saying the apartment buildings are a direct response to the U of I's previously announced long-term goal to increase enrollment by 15,000 students. There will be
a lot of apartments until
enrollment catches up with it.
I thought that was a lot of online included as well.
I see.
But maybe that is it. Maybe they're all building for the future, but what about next year? Can you fill what you have now?
Right.
And maybe they can.
It's just
a total off-the-cuff observation that, gosh, don't we have a lot of luxury apartments?
Well, you are not alone in that. I know my husband, Mike Anderson, does a lot of coffee circles with folks 60 and up, and they are also scratching their heads. Oftentimes the topic saying, where are all the people coming from?
And I guess it certainly doesn't matter to us. Good for you. I mean,
sure.
A little more shade on campus, but it's you can fill them. Good for you. Go build it and... What the heck? I mean, they're nice buildings.
Right, but
really
back
nice.
In the day, you think about Huntington Towers and, you know, that that restaurant that went around and cool that was. That was like the only really tall building.
Where our prom was, Century 21.
Excellent.
Oh, yeah, townie.
And also a comment about we as a society wonder who created the snowflake on both sides of the political aisle.
Listen, we are all guilty of making it really easy for our kids.
Mm-hmm.
We are all part of that.
Right.
That was the wonderful man I sat next to on the airplane, who was a World War II fighter pilot.
Yep.
And he said, and I quote, and I don't swear, but I'm quoting him, it's my fault, in response to the question, what happened to our society? It's my fault I made it too damn easy.
Mm-hmm.
That's what this man said, this veteran of World War II, who we got up in an air balloon because he'd never done that.
Yes, and he had went to the place off of...
Yeah, I always loved Cracker Barrel.
Every morning.
But, you know, we got to have some toughness. I mean, think about the folks at Ellis Island. Think about now. Soft? Yeah. Compared to that, these guys came with nothing.
Yeah.
And if they had a disease, they got back on the boat. Oh, that's not fair. Bring me your tired report. No, they kicked their butt out because they didn't want them.
That's right.
I mean, listen, we've evolved. We're more civilized. We're kinder, hopefully. But we're very contentious, and we're in a very contentious time where there's an awful lot of yelling. And, you know, we don't take yelling very well. It's not the same. You yell at me. You hurt my feelings. You offended my space. Stuff that we're, you know, wait a minute. What did you say? You can't take any criticism? What was mean? You looked at me funny. Oh wow. How do you deal with that? It's 7:46. Sports headlines in just a second. Honda, BMW, drivechampagne.com. You want a vehicle, you can get pre-owned. They got a bunch of beautiful pre-owned, every make and model. And you can get into a new, the BMW. They've got some new things there that I saw the other day. It's a different kind of machine. For those that drive Beamers, you know that. It's just different. The engineering on all that. It's more expensive, but they're impressive. When I drove Grace in the parades with that BMW convertible, it was like, oh, I got to get this back. Not only is it a lot of money, you can go. You got to be careful how fast you go and stuff like that, too. And then the Honda side, incredible values, wonderful vehicles. They're an award-winning Honda dealer. Honda President's Award winner. Say hey to Ben Quattrone and all the good people at Honda BMW. DriveChampagne.com is their website. DriveChampagne.com.
Is there a greater combination than pizza and beer? Or pizza and beer with all the games on the big screen? Nope. That's why Rafter's Draft and Dough is dedicated to all three. Although there's more to the menu than classic pizza combos, with salads, appetizers, wings, and grinders. And top it off with a 5-beer flight of the always rotating craft beers on tap. Rafter's, the place to be after a hard day of play this summer. Rafter's Draft and Dough, 1906 West Bradley Avenue, Champaign. Follow them on Facebook.
No, that's not a reminder on your phone, but this is a reminder to mark your calendars for August 10th for Friends and Family Day at Crossroads Corner Consignment. Take 20% off store-wide. Some exclusions apply. Crossroads Corner Consignment, 723 South Neal, Champaign, or search Crossroads Corner Consignment on Facebook.
Fun place. Yeah, I've been to Crossroads Consignment. Right by El Toro?
That's right.
Where JBJ's used to be?
Uh-huh.
Lloyd Longenbaugh was the guy I sat by on the plane, the World War II veteran who was 90.
Yeah, I Googled hot air balloon flight with veteran.
He was talking about shooting the Nazis out of the sky.
I know.
And he sat next to me, and oddly, it was the last seat on the plane. And he showed up late, and he said, "You're stuck with me."
Uh-huh.
And he was 90. And he had a World War II hat on, and we talked, and the woman in front got off the plane. And she said, it was really amazing. For two hours.
I felt like I was listening to the radio.
And I just kept firing all these questions. Exactly. And finally, one of the last ones I said to Lloyd, this is in reference to the snowflake text. I said, what is it that you haven't done in your life that you want to do? And he said, I want to go on an air balloon. I got Max Mitchell, the great Max Mitchell. And he took him up in a hot air ride. And Lloyd died the next year.
Yeah.
And what a great man. But that's
so glad you helped him make the dream come true. And there's pictures of that on our website at ESPNCU.com.
Still on there.
Well, when I did the Google, that's what came up.
We called it our very own honor flight.
Yeah.
Kind of our singular honor flight.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Text in if you'd like. 359-2255. ESPN 93.5 749. Sports headlines.
Well, preseason football is underway. Green Bay over the Tennessee Titans 31-17. Colts over Seattle 19-17. Andrew Luck returns and is back in action. They're excited about that in Indianapolis. Also, Cincinnati over the Bears. Bears led most of the game. 30-27 was the final. Lots of grumblings, lots of different headlines.
Oh, boy.
You know, this is preseason.
Here we go. Here we go.
And here I see a different headline out of Chicago. It was sloppy.
Yeah.
Mitch Trubisky and the Bears. First team offense ineffective in preseason loss. Here we go.
Hey, Bear fans are tough.
Right. But, you know, and it's always been that feeling. It was so many years on the, how many, 100 years with the Cubs, and you bomb, and all of that.
Yeah.
So it's kind of nice to see that culture change.
Mike Ditka still is the only guy to win a Super Bowl in Chicago.
Right.
Lovey came close, not to the game.
That's right. Okay, so we have Cubs and Washington, 1:20 start on US 105.9. Cleveland is at Chicago's White Sox, 7:10 start, and the Cardinals will have Kansas City.
Yep, in Kansas City.
Okay.
Yep.
And that heard here on ESPN 93.5. Also trending, of course, is the action down in St. Louis for the 100th edition of the PGA Golf Championship. Mostly people talking about the super group with Tiger Woods and Justin Thomas and Roy McIlroy. Yeah. It looks like they're up at 2:48.
Yep. Afternoon marquee grouping today. Ricky Fowler is 5 under. And Gary Woodland, 6 under. That leads the way. Everybody else is 3, 2, or 1. Tiger's even. Well, we'll see what happens. Tiger did not play very well, but he sure scrambled and grinded through his round to get even. He was 3 over after 2. Okay, but yeah, PGA Championship St. Louis. They're big crowds, and it's hot.
John Daly rocking some St. Louis Cardinal pants. Did you happen to
see
those?
That.
Oh, my goodness.
He has a big clothing line, doesn't he?
I don't know, but I want some of these pants.
I'm not even
a big Cardinal fan.
I think he drives up an RV at these things and sells pants.
I'm telling you, he's kind of a hefty guy,
yeah,
too.
Well, yeah, he's kind
but
of...
he ups that ball, I tell you what.
What was it, John Daly and what was it? I'm going to throw a number. 1994... He was on his recliner in his trailer in Kentucky. On his recliner at midnight, trailer in Kentucky. Got a call, said somebody dropped out. You got in the PGA. Drove all night and won the PGA.
Wow.
He's the closest thing to Happy Gilmore that we had on the PGA Tour. All right.
Shot a 3 over 73 yesterday.
Yeah, it's not going to make it, I don't think. I think you're going to need to be around 1 over to make the cut. I think it just depends how everybody does, how the conditions are today. Shop CMI enjoyed seeing Brad and Betsy Parks last night.
Me too.
They're good people, good local people, and they run CMI, Chemical Maintenance, Inc. That's local janitorial supplies, but they also work with hotels. They work with businesses that want all the fancy stuff that you got to have the right tools to do your work, like the Kyvac touchless cleaning system, like putting your business, your gymnasium, your daycare, office, restroom through a car wash while removing all bacteria. No cross-contamination, no touching, minimal chemical usage. I used it when I was a hard-working man for him, and you ought to check this Kyvac touchless cleaning system out. It's awesome. And you will know that you're killing the stuff you need to kill. And some of the restrooms in this town are nasty.
Yeah.
And it takes about 3 people to make it nasty, too. It's not like somebody...
You're right.
You almost have to have an attendant.
You know, this came up in the conversation, not necessarily party conversation on the patio at Houlihan's, but on the urinal, sometimes there's splash that happens, and they've got a guard.
Yeah, we got that.
I've never seen that. I've never been in there.
Well, we have a guard that Betsy has supplied for
us. Yeah, and she said that that's a real popular item.
Well, thank you, Betsy.
And that it works.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
She said there's people come up to me and say, hey, you know, my shoes look good because of this little apparatus.
Okay, great. You need that stuff, you go see Betsy
there
and Brad.
There you go.
It's CMIClean.com. 359-6222. 7:53, news coming up. Digital distractions in the next segment. Genevieve Collins will tell us how cell phones are contributing to failing grades.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Weather next.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Wow, what a great turnout at Game Day Spirit's epic clearance event. There were tables wall-to-wall with clearance items for men, women, and youth. If you didn't make it out, you sure missed an amazing selection. You can still shop great deals online at GameDaySpirit.com and stock up for back-to-school and tailgating season. There's all new Nike apparel being added daily, and you can get a clear bag that complies with the new clear bag policy at Memorial Stadium. Don't get caught off guard at the first game. Be ready with your clear bag and cheer on the Illini from the stands. Shop Game Day and go Illini!
Here is your ESPN 93.5 three-day forecast from the National Weather Service for this weekend.
Well, we've got a 40% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms, otherwise partly cloudy. Today's high 84, 64 our low tonight. Up to 83 both Saturday and Sunday with the sunshine by day. 63 our low in the evening with clear conditions. Back to work Monday with a high 84, sunshine again. Right now the temperature's at 70 on ESPN 93.5.
All right, so you have a farm. You farm. You know somebody who does. Have you thought about talking to the good people at Busey and growing your farm forward with help from Busey Ag Services and Farm Brokers? They manage over 90,000 acres. They have a 9-member team. They know a lot about this, obviously. 130 years of combined experience. They had a great turnout at the Champaign County Farm Bureau earlier in the week. If you need help with your agribusiness, you got to make the right calls at the right time. When do you sell? What do you sell? Partial? Do you sell a future? Do you hold on to it till you run it across the scale? These are questions they know the answer to. Busey, he'll sit with you. Partner with a team whose roots run deep. Busey's Ag Services and Farm Brokerage teams have the resources you need to grow forward. I'd be happy to sit down with you. No cost or obligation. 800-67-BUSEY. Or visit Busey.com today. Member FDIC.
All righty.
We're going to take our news here and then come back, talk about digital distractions, cell phones in classrooms contribute to failing grades. I didn't know you could have your cell phone out in class.
I mean, different schools have different rules.
But, I mean, what? Nobody would say, Tiffany has her phone out. That's great.
I mean, or are they using it as a reference to, you know, Google something to find out some facts? I don't know.
We'll talk about that coming up. Also in the next hour, it's Rachel Sutherland about the Space Force. You hear about that? Vice President suggested a sixth branch, which would be a Space Force. What does that entail? Okay. Do we have any details on that?
Okay.
All right. All of that coming up next. It's ESPN 93.5. If you'd like, our Rhine River cruise is over half sold out in a week.
I love it.
You got to go and check it out.
Hi, it's CBJ. Over the years, I've loved leading groups on cruises and travel adventures all over the world. So much so, I started CBJ Travel, a travel company dedicated to the best group travel anywhere you want to go. We put together experienced travel experts to assist you, including 40-year travel veteran Bill Owen. Bill was the owner of Franklin Travel and has designed over $200 million in group trips. And Mary Beth Karasik, who has led tours all over the world for nearly 20 years. We specialize in group travel. That's all we do. Like our trip to Asia, 5 countries and 7 ports. Our family will host this trip in January. Janet and I will also host a Rhine River cruise on Viking in September of 2019. Or join Mary Beth for a cruise to Alaska, including the train and Denali adventure. Or Mary Beth's incredible canyon country trip in Arizona in October of 2019. For more information, just go to steviejtravel.com. That's StevieJAYTravel.com. Where do you want to go?
Hey, Cardinal fans, are you thinking about making that final trip to St. Louis before school starts with the family? Well, why not do it the weekend of Friday, August 17th, Saturday the 18th, and Sunday the 19th? Great giveaways for you. Friday, August 17th, it's the Adult Cardinals Mystery BP Pullover. 30,000 fans ages 16 and older will be surprised at the gates when they discover which one of their favorite Cardinal players they get to rep, courtesy of Coca-Cola and Schnucks. On Saturday, celebrate the fifth class of the Cardinals Hall of Fame inductees with the Hall of Fame Mystery Baseball Cap presented by Edward Jones. That's for 30,000 fans ages 16 and older. Are you getting dizzy trying to name all of the Cardinals in the Hall of Fame? We can help you out. Sunday, August 19th, 30,000 fans ages 16 and older take home a one-of-a-kind Dizzy Dean watch brought to you by AT&T. The weekend of August 17th, 18th, and 19th. The Cards and Brewers, tickets at cardinals.com/promotions.
Yeah, it looks like there's a little rain in Dumbar Hills, right? I mean, it looks like off to the west. We have reports. I'm looking here. Did you see radar?
Cubs fan Marcy Stegging talking about the showers at Windsor and Duncan.
Marcy's a Cub fan?
Oh, yeah.
I thought she was a Cardinal fan.
Oh, no. Oh. She went to that roof.